Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey there, awesome humans. Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to taming the tick beast. Ever feel like your phone is running your life? Like it's a constant source of distraction, pulling you away from the things that actually matter? Well, grab your headphones, because today we're diving deep into mindful phone use and how to unlock that productivity powerhouse within you. You know that feeling when you're trying to focus on something important, but your phone just keeps buzzing with notifications like a swarm of digital bees? We've all been there. It's like our brains are wired to constantly seek out those little pings and dings, even if they're just about someone sharing their lunch or playing a game you don't even care about. But guess what? You can break free from this cycle. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your phone and unleash your inner productivity ninja. 1. Become a notification ninja. Seriously, those notifications are like tiny little vampires sucking the life out of your focus. We're talking about emails, social media alerts, game updates, the whole shebang. The trick is to be ruthless. Figure out what absolutely needs your immediate attention and turn off everything else. Think of it like this. You're the CEO of your time, and you decide what gets on your agenda. 2. Schedule your scrolling. We're not saying to give up social media entirely, because let's face it, sometimes a funny cat video is exactly what you need. But instead of aimlessly scrolling for hours, schedule dedicated phone time into your day. Maybe 30 minutes in the morning, another 30 at lunch, and then again before bed. This way, you're being intentional with your phone use rather than letting it consume your entire day. 3. Phone-free zones. Declare war on distractions by establishing phone-free zones in your life. Think of your bedroom as a sanctuary for sleep and relaxation, no phones allowed. Same goes for the dinner table, family outings, or even just that hour before you hit the hay. You'll be amazed at how much deeper your conversations become and how much more present you feel when you're not constantly glued to your screen. 4. Embrace the boredom. Listen, I know it sounds scary, but sometimes a little boredom can actually be a good thing. When you're bored, your brain starts making new connections and coming up with creative solutions. Instead of reaching for your phone every time you feel a twinge of boredom, try going for a walk, listening to music, or simply sitting in silence and observing your surroundings. You might just surprise yourself with what you discover. 5. Find your phone-free hobbies. Remember those things you used to love doing before smartphones took over your life. Reading, painting, playing an instrument, taking long walks, the possibilities are endless. Make time for activities that bring you joy and don't require a screen. It's not just about being less addicted to your phone, it's about rediscovering the richness of real-life experiences. Okay, let's talk about a super relatable scenario. Imagine this, you're trying to get some work done, but every time you sit down at your computer, that little red notification badge on your social media app is calling your name like a siren song. You tell yourself just one quick scroll, and then suddenly an hour has vanished, and you've accomplished nothing. Sound familiar? We've all been there. That's exactly why it's crucial to create those phone-free zones and schedule dedicated time for social media. It might feel weird at first, but trust me, your brain will thank you for the focused work sessions and the guilt-free relaxation time. So, remember, taking control of your phone doesn't mean giving it up altogether, it's about using it mindfully. Imagine your phone as a powerful tool that can enhance your life, not control it. By setting boundaries, prioritizing real-life experiences, and embracing the power of intention, you can reclaim your time, boost your productivity, and live a more fulfilling life. Ready to level up your digital game? Make sure you share this episode with your friends who are battling the same phone addiction blues. Leave a review on your favorite podcast app and join our conversation online. I can't wait to hear your stories and tips. Until next time, keep it mindful, keep it real, and keep on rocking.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.